Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got the Dream Team here, Ryan Erb and Liz Cooper with United Way Perth here on. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
It must be spring. First day of spring. Here we are.
I know. Happy spring. And it's okay so far. It's supposed to, it's only going to last one day. And
right.
Then we're going to go back to winter.
Right back to winter. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Where's that Wyerton Willie, I tell you. All right. Well, we've got so much on the agenda. First off, we will, of course, talk about the campaign, slowly wrapping up, and, of course, the Spirit of Community celebration. But Ryan, first off, we've been chatting about this, certainly with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, tariff-related challenges off the top.
Yeah, we know that so many people are about to experience substantial challenges, right? And what we're trying to do is to make sure that the United Way positions itself to help as many people as we possibly can. You know, we've rose to the challenge in other times, the tornado in Goderich a number of years ago, our COVID years, and we just had to rally together with a number of social service organizations, the folks at the City of Stratford and others, to make sure that we help people that might fall through the cracks of whatever systems get put in place, right? We do anticipate there'll be some federal response as we go forward into this, and it's hard to say what that's going to look like. It's hard to say exactly what's going to happen. We really don't know. So it's a little different than the other examples where we fell off a cliff and we knew what to do right away. But in this case, we're preparing ourselves by having meetings over the next little while with economic development staff, with municipal staff, and also talking with our social service partners to try to come up with a plan that addresses the three things we expect will be the most difficult. So the first thing is the Individual Urgent Needs Fund would address income instability for people. So again, that's a fund that we have that we can grow by filling it up to make sure that people have money for groceries or, paying for medication or a car repair bill, whatever it might be. So we do have some money in that fund now, but we'll need more, obviously, what's coming forward. And we also have a plan to deal with some of the mental health challenges that we anticipate people will be experiencing. So some more conversations with partners about that. And then food security, of course, being the third piece. So we're working on a plan, and we hope to announce more details as we go along.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that. And speaking of which, campaign wrapping up.
Yeah, we're excited that we're getting close to the end here. It's been another amazing year, but I'm going to let Liz Cooper talk about
that. Okay, fair enough. Liz, you want to get in? Again, the campaign is wrapping up. We got Spirit of Community Celebration coming up,
you
too.
You bet. Yes, we're about 89% of our goal. So, the goal is a lofty one, $2.6 million. So we're at about $2.3 right now. So we still need to fill the coffers. So it's a bit of a shout out for people that have not donated. And what United Way is all about is it's like putting a blanket over the community, so to speak, right? So we fund a lot of supported partners in the community in Perth County and Huron County that help people find their way. It helps the guy that's sleeping in the vestibule at the bank machine, helps him find access to services through the Connection Center. These are real people that we help locally. So all the funds stay 100% right in your communities. So we're going to be a little bit short of goal at this point. So if you have not given, we ask people to maybe dig a little deeper, or some corporations that haven't given for some tax credits, etc., to support United Way, because it all stays right here.
Okay, so if they want to make a donation, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Well, check is always easy, although not everybody has it those anymore, right? So a check at 32 Erie Street downtown. Certainly the Donate Now button's right on our homepage. You can pay through credit card. And you can give us a call as well give that way.
And sure. The phone number is 519-271-7730. And I'll help out, because I know we're not quite a goal, so I know we can help out a little bit here.
Oh, my goodness!
I know. it's not going to put you over the top.
I'll just
add a couple of zeros.
Yeah, right. Well.
But it's simple.
Oh my gosh,
write a check.
That's awesome.
Donate online. Maybe drop by the office if you can.
That's easy to do, yeah. And every little bit helps, right? It all goes to the big pot.
So, yeah, because again, a donation, something like that, to United Way Perth Huron, it's as simple as writing a check or making, it doesn't have to be a large donation, small donation. Every little bit helps, because you are helping out your community
right here.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Spirit of Community Celebration that's fast approaching, too. That's coming up, in 1 week's time.
1 week today. Hello. We'll be at the Arden Park Hotel and celebrating our volunteers, our donors, and sharing the impact that we've had in our community through our supportive partners. And so if you want to know what United Way does, it's a perfect way to to come, you get a meal as well. But to find out what we do and listen to the stories of the impact that we make in our community all over Huron and Perth County, not just in Stratford. So we'd love to have you join us. There's still some tickets available, so please join us. They're $55, but you get a beautiful dinner buffet, generously donated by the Hayter family at the Arden Park Hotel. So thank you so much for them. And then we're giving out awards and we're telling stories. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful evening. There'll be there might even be some tears, Jamie, because the people that we help, it goes really deep.
Sorry, yeah, I think guaranteed to laugh and cry.
Yes, laugh and cry. There you go.
And we should mention that there aren't physical tickets available. You do go online. Is that fair to say?
That's right. Go to ticketscene.ca, or you can find the link right from our homepage and buy a ticket. They're $55 each, and it's a beautiful evening. It starts about 6 o'clock at Arden Park Hotel with some cocktails, and then the ceremony begins at 6:30. And again, like, we're sharing our inspirational stories, celebrating our donors and volunteers, and you find out how much we've raised
as
well.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Again, that's coming up. United Way, Spirit of a Community Celebration. We'll share the links and details on our socials and with MyStratfordNow.com. And what's also back is savings at the Stratford Festival. Another great season coming up. I know, Elizabeth, you're looking forward to this season.
That's right. Yes, we did. We just did hear from the festival here. So, yes, for a limited time until May 31st, you can support your community by buying Stratford Festival tickets. So this is how it works. So $5 from each ticket you purchase using a promo code goes right to the United Way, and the tickets are also reduced. So they go from $23 to $43, and then on weekends it's a little bit more, but not too much. And there's 8 shows to choose from. So there's Anna Green Gables. I mean, I've gotten tickets already for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, as well as Mackers, Sense and Sensibility. So you can go online, get really good discounted tickets for the festival, and then $5 goes to United Way.
Yeah, and it's a great selection of shows to choose from. There you go, with United Way Perth here on. Ryan, some final thoughts or getting in on this?
Well, we just want to say thank you to Cooper here, Elizabeth Cooper, who's finishing off her time with the United Way and retiring. So congratulations on that. And we've just enjoyed such a great run. I don't know how many years we've been working together, as first as a volunteer, you know, like, I don't know, 15 years or something like that, right? And then the last few with you on our staff team. And we're so grateful. You're such an amazing human being. We just want to give a big shout out for you and hope you
thank
have
you.
A great next steps on your journey.
That's right. Thank you. And it's been, you know, basically 4 years on the air here with you, Jamie. So
that's
been fun too. So thank you for having us, and I'll miss you, although I'll see you around.
We'll have guest appearances maybe.
There you go. Absolutely. And of course, we'll see you in 1 week's time with the Spirit of Community Celebration. Ryan Erb and Liz Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks so much.
Thank you.